Like, you're telling me you're miserable. You're telling me that you're fucking soul crushed. You're telling me that you want to live your dream. You're not willing to take the bus for your dream? Then you're full of shit.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
My intuition is you have enough context where, honestly, I'm looking to provide as much value in this setting as possible. And now that I have the general context of everybody, thrilled to answer any question that anybody might have. Feel free to make it super selfish and narrow. I think given the makeup of the room, it'll probably bring a lot of value to a lot of people. So I'm here. Anybody have anything?
I got one. Gary, when it comes to pivoting, when you reach a certain level and you want to change your audience or change your whole thing completely, and you're worried about maybe your audience not sticking around,
yeah,
or your brand's, yep, not doing as many collaborations,
yes,
how do you get through that?
By realizing that the thing you want to be doing is more important than the short-term ROI of the vanity metrics or the money. I mean, I went through it in a very heavy way. The first five, you know, I started daily YouTube in 2006. So, yeah, so, you know, a lot of people in this room were like very, either not born or like four, right? So I did it, and I was like truly actually one of the first people to pop on YouTube back then, and I was the wine guy. Like I was on the Conan O'Brien show, the Wall Street Journal. Like today people think it's crazy to be a creator. This was 15, 16, 17 years ago. And then 5 years in, I'm like, I want to talk about my passion, which is business. And I made a business video, and every single comment was, stay in your lane, wine guy. What the fuck are you doing? You're wine. And I was like, fuck, I'm a businessman. And so I was just willing to get way less views and lose my audience and give up money because I wanted to be happy. Too many people do shit for the algorithm, which makes sense strategically if you're trying to build something. But when you no longer want to do it, like, what are you supposed to fucking do? You know, like, I just think that I'm very passionate about this. I think people stay in shit too long because it's either the financial part or or they try to veer out, it doesn't do well, and they get sad and insecure and they go back to something they don't even want to do. So the answer is by doing it. Like, I don't understand why someone would do something that they don't want to do. You know? My biggest thing with money always is, like, if you're unhappy, like, somebody would say, well, Gary, I got to keep up my lifestyle. I'm like, well, readjust your lifestyle. Like, if you're miserable making prank videos now, like, you don't want to do that anymore. Like, you'll go through this for sure. Like, when you're of that age and you're making stuff for kids, a lot of times you yourself were in a kid place. You were half kid, half grown up. Eventually you wake up 4 years later and you're like fully grown. And like, you're like, fuck this, I don't want to do this. But you might be monetizing, you have a good management team, you're monetizing. My big thing is, like, take the short term L and like get a worse apartment. Like, stop buying as much shit. Like, you know, just like fight for the thing you want to do, you know? I don't compromise on happiness. I don't compromise on that. I'd much rather be inconvenienced or have less stuff. And I definitely don't care about the judgment.
So related,
I'll get to both.
Related to that, if you've got multiple passions, multiple things that you have interest in, you don't really want to fully drop something.
Well, I think the algorithms have helped you. We now live in a world where the content is the variable of the post, and so I've always been on this kick, but people never wanted to have their algorithm fucked up. But now the algorithm, there is no consistency. The creative is the variable. So there's never been a better time to then just be yourself and make a prank video and then make a cooking video and then like, and then it's also just like, I'll give you an example. Yesterday I wanted to post a 9-minute interview that I did in Chicago. Like, I knew it wasn't gonna do well. It wasn't best practices. The video was too long. Like, it didn't start, but I didn't care. I was like, cool, 10% of the people will see it that could, and that's okay because I'm gonna post 4 times today. You know, and so, good news, you should mix shit.
Oh yeah, this was just in regards to the sports,
yep,
and the sports industry, like, how is Vayner basketball progressing? And
where do you see that going like down the line in terms of maybe expanding into European football, et cetera?
So we just announced, so I have a sports agency, my brother and I started 7 years ago. It's starting to go really well. We're really strong in UFC. We rep Stipe. Milton Show, he's fighting John Jones in the Garden. So we're doing really well in UFC. Our baseball practice is going really well. Our American football practice is exploding and about to really explode. And we just announced basketball. We're doing it with Carmelo Anthony's longtime manager, Bay Frazier, real guy in the scenes, behind the scenes. We're about to close a deal on acquiring an agency that's gonna bring us some guys. I think in 5 or 6 years we'll be a player, but you gotta eat shit when you enter a new sport because you don't have a track record. You know, like, it's a rich get richer business. You know, it's like, rep, you know, it was hard to get your first one, but once you have three, right? Like, it's just the same old game. And so we're very serious about European football. Like, I've been building relationships with a bunch of guys in the Premier League. We're serious about everything. Like, we want to rep footy players. We want to rep rugby players. We will be a global sports agency. It's just going to take 15 years.
Yeah.
But there's really no reason not to be. The world is so connected. I could talk to every person here every day through Zoom, and it's almost like frictionless, right? And VR is coming, and so like, there's no reason not to be global on everything.
Hey, everyone. So I manage these guys, right?
Yep.
And it's very interesting. So I'm only 22, very young. I've been doing this for a few years. Adam here, I met him when he had like 10,000 followers on TikTok. We started really low together. Today he's at 11 million, massive. And we've started to sort of hit a ceiling in Australia. The creator economy in Australia is like 5 years behind America. So we went out to LA, spent a lot of time there last year, met a lot of the other big managers and big creators, and they just, everyone wants to get the fuck out of Australia. So really, like,
do you want to?
Yeah, hell yeah. It's difficult though. It's very difficult to just get up and move to LA.
Yes.
Like, especially as Australians, like thesis, all that sort of stuff.
That's right.
But like, time of our lives, very good for career wise, and it's sort of like we're stuck in this spot now where we're in Australia, feel like we've hit a roof, and it's like the only way to go even higher now is to mainstream, head into the mainstream direction here, because we're so far behind in the industry, or figure out how to get over to America and then really excel over there.
Well,
the sky's the limit.
What would you would like to do the American thing?
Oh, totally. We've done it to as
ish.
Well as we can.
Yeah, of course. Right now, yeah. I get it. So is the question what?
Yeah, the question I guess is it, how, like, what do you think the best way is to go about it? Do you think there's any merit in even mainstreaming a fight? Like,
do you guys want to?
Like, I think there's merit in it. I don't think.
But it's different, right? It's kind of similar to the other thing. Like, yeah. Like, there's not a single post in social that I would ever put out that isn't best practices if I was based on the merit of it.
Yeah.
I could be 50,000 times bigger. I know all the answers to the quiz. But I don't want to. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And so I think for all of you, as you go through it, like, when you're fortunate enough, and everyone sitting here is fortunate enough, when you're fortunate enough to have options, I think the key question is, do you want to?
Yeah.
Like, cool, he'll go to 19 million, but will you like it if you're doing shit that you don't want to do? And by the way, the answer may be yes, and that's okay. By the way, you might be tired of, you know, I mean, I'm not so sure you ever really get tired of doing what he does, but you know, I think that's like the most important question. Like to me, that is such a talk track that I'm passionate about, which is like, there is no supposed to.
Yeah.
There is no, there's merit to a million things.
It's just about like building the business as well. Like in Australia, like the funniest thing is, in Australia, he's just a TikToker and like, it's whatever, right? Go out there. Now, within our first week, he had people coming up to be like, bro, you're an A-lister. You go in everywhere. The opportunities, the revenue's 10 times the size. It's like, I think the focus is how do we figure out how to transition, just get out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's more just like a true like visa, like logistical thing.
Most definitely.
Like, I would just put all my energy to that, you know?
Keep going, which you might get.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, Brent.
What advice would you give to me starting out my own marketing agency? Just like, I've been in the marketing industry for about 8 years now, and I've decided to branch out onto my own. Do you have any advice for me starting out now, like what avenue I should take?
What kind of customers are you looking for?
More like, I do like social media management, web development, and marketing plans as well.
And how much content are you putting out?
Once a day.
Once a day, with the intent to get customers?
Yeah.
And where are you posting that?
Instagram. I've just started doing it on TikTok as well.
Yeah.
And Facebook.
Yep. And so, Do you have customers?
Yeah, I've got a couple of customers.
And is when you say advice, are you talking about acquiring more customers? Or are you talking about scaling the responsibilities?
Yeah, oh, not as much scaling, more just like getting new customers because I'm still learning, right?
Yeah. The answer is content.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get customers through word of mouth, so the current customers will refer you, but you've got to get people interested. You have to create demand. So one of the things I think I did really well that I think is very replicatable is you should put out your best advice for free. I think one of the things that people, when they do marketing for a service, tend to think is they hold back their best advice because they think that's what people are paying for.
Yeah.
But it's not what people are paying for. People are paying for the contextual reality of their situation. They're paying for, they have a, thank you. They're paying for, they have a, auto dealership in Hunter Valley, not that you told them that if the first 3 seconds of the video has this sound in it, that it's more likely to do well. So I think more content and more really, really good advice, like the best shit you've got, because a lot of people, I mean, if you think about, when I think about listening to everyone here, I mean, I wrote a book called Crush It in 2009. That basically outlined this. I've basically consistently, my fucking free PDF pyramid model is like what everyone built their companies on. I give it away for free. And I think that's something to think about. As much content for free of your best advice will lead to people interested because you're right.
Can I ask a boring question?
Yeah.
You do so much shit.
Yeah.
And I struggle a lot with like, I guess chunking up things that I want to do because like, I'll have a product I want to do, I'll have something I want to write, I'll have this I want to do, this platform to focus on. Like, how do you chunk up things that you do?
A couple things work for me. One, I'm not scared to lose. So I think a lot of times, a lot of people don't do a lot of things because they can't take the L. You know, and so when you're doing 31 things, like 7 are going to fail quickly.
Yeah.
And I'm just okay with that. And I think that's one thing to think about. Two, you know, there's also practice. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Yeah, I mean, there's a level of practice to it, right? Meaning like, what you have to do is like anything that all of us have learned to do, like you have to actually force yourself to do the thing that you don't want to do just to start to stretch. Like, you just have to actually do it. Notice where I started. You have to be okay with losing. Almost everyone doesn't do multiple things because I like juggling 30 balls because I'm okay with 7 of them breaking. Most people are like petrified for a ball to drop.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the mindset. Then after that, then it becomes practice. Then you've got 2 balls in the air, then you've got 3 balls in the air, you know?
Do you feel like you've, like, over the last 20 years, do you feel like you can do more now than you were 10 years ago, 5 years ago?
Yeah, because what ended up happening was without even realizing it, but then you wake up and you're like, oh, fuck. I'm like my average Monday, if I'm in the office from 8 to 7 or 9 to 7 in a 10-hour window, I have 13 to 40 15-minute meetings.
Yeah.
Right? Those used to be an hour when I was 26 because I didn't go through the process yet of realizing like most shit doesn't matter and I can get everything done in a 15-minute meeting. But then you also have continuity of people around you. That's why I asked him where he wanted me to go with his marketing agency. Is he talking about operations? Like for anyone here who's trying to build something, like the number one rule for me personally is build family. The reason I can scale so much is I have like 50 people who've been with me for 10, 15 years. There's like real trust.
What do you think is the most like, I guess, important advice for someone like in general, someone who's just struggling financially and isn't stuck in a, say, 9-to-5 job and wants to escape but is too scared to? Like, do you have a main point of advice for them?
Yes, the main point of advice is to live within lower means than you're taking home. What happens is people make a certain amount of money and the reason they don't jump is they're already living humbly and they don't realize they can live even more humbly to give them the breathing room to jump. When you live paycheck to paycheck, you feel trapped. You're like, I can't go try to do something. Like if I quit my job, I'm not gonna make rent, I'm gonna lose my house. And my question is like, lose the house. Like go back, like the amount of 25 to 30 year olds that should move back in with their parents around the world is staggeringly high if their KPI is happiness. one step backwards, two steps forward, go back, you know. Luckily for a lot of people, their parents would be thrilled. Their ego wouldn't be thrilled, right? But, you know, I think my advice to people that feel stuck is you're stuck because you're living within the means of your take home. And if you can go 20 to 50% lower than that, well, then you've started to create the room for you to be able to get out. People are really struggling with, like, you understand, our grandparents all saved money. Like, that was like number one. That is not even a thought anymore. You make money, you buy shit. Like, you know, like, and so that has created a trap. And then humility, everyone's posturing. Everyone, you know, like, people are wasting money. And so, yeah, I speak to a lot of people about this. I'm like, sell your house. You bought a house too big for you. Take back the money. Now you're renting an apartment. Now you can. Now you have a year's worth of going after your dream. And this is why I love the youngsters doing all what you're doing now. Like, all I've been pushing for 15 years is, like, in your 20s, go for it. Because this is the generation you can live with four guys in a fucking studio apartment and eat fucking McDonald's and call it a day. You start becoming 37 and you have a child and, like, you're in a different game. Like, this is a great, you know, but even for a 37-year-old that has a mortgage and if you live more humble, you can, like, create that freedom. Like, and people are fat. I'm so fascinated by people. When I get into, like, one-on-ones, like, I can't fucking, Gary, you don't get it. I'm fucking living bare bones. I'm like, do you take Uber? Yeah, every day. I'm like, that's ridiculous. I'm like, do you order food from, like, yes. Like, I'm like, cook at home. You'll save a fortune. Like, don't take the bus. Like, you're telling me you're miserable. You're telling me that you're fucking soul crushed. You're telling me that you want to live your dream. You're not willing to take the bus for your dream? Then you're full of shit.